Many of you here this morning might consider the story in our gospel to be a bit unfair. Yes, it's unfair, for it seems to favor the idler, the loafer, the do-nothing. But to really understand the story, for us to appreciate it, we need to know what's going on. In other words, we need to understand what's happening. I think that all of us here this morning have seen homeless at freeway exits. We've seen loafers standing around outside Home Depot or a paint store. And these guys, yes, they seem to be mostly men, are waiting. They are looking for work. They're waiting for someone to come along and hire them. Hire them for the day. In reality, many of them have stood around since sunrise, others since the night before. Yet with all this in mind, there were some of us who judge. Some of us say that these kinds of people, these kinds of persons, refuse to work, that they're lazy. But if we stop and think about it, we realize that these men, these wannabe workers, are totally exposed. They're vulnerable. And all of us, no matter who we are, we look at them. We look at them with indifferent eyes, curious eyes, or perhaps judgmental eyes. For their value to us depends on what we want from them. They seem to have no value in themselves. These men will work for whatever we choose to give them. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, and the day is wearing on. The sun is high, and it's hotter than Hades. Yet, they still have hope in their hearts. Hope for work. Hope for employment. For most of these men, there will be no 11th hour reprieve. They will go home, if they have one, with empty hands. For in this world, in our world, the first shall be first, and the last shall be last. The 11th hour people in the story that Jesus tells were not idlers. They wanted to work, just that no one would hire them. Imagine for a moment how they felt as the day drew to a close. They felt rejected, useless, and hopeless. And the idea that someone would take them on at the last minute, the idea that someone would actually hire them and pay them a full day's wage, was unthinkable. Yet this is exactly what the owner of the vineyard did. And this is precisely the point of the parable. That God's ways are not our ways. That they will not ever make sense to us. For the vineyard in the story is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And those who have been working all day long were the righteous. In other words, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Jews. These are persons or people who did and accomplished everything. Everything that was expected of them. The workers hired at the last minute were sinners. Sinners, tax collectors, and Gentiles. What Jesus is trying to say through this parable is that God offers a kingdom to everyone. That the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is open to sinners and Gentiles on equal terms. And the chosen people, the Jews, when they heard this, they refused to stand for it. It wasn't fair, they thought, but they felt they deserved preferential treatment. They assumed that God worked on the merit system, which means one earned God's grace through hard work and prayers. And yet here was an ordinary human. Here was Jesus dispelling the myth. And yes, all of us might expect that people who have worked hard, people who rose from poverty to wealth, might be compassionate. Compassionate towards those who haven't made the journey of suffering. The journey of suffering to success. But not surprising, as human beings go, it is precisely the opposite. But instead of showing compassion, some of us choose to judge, and we refuse to help the poor, all those who are hurting and lonely. I had to work hard to make it, we say. No one gave me anything for free. If I did it, so can they. No, the good news, the gospel that Jesus preaches, does not make sense. It does not make sense to those who insist on judging from a human point of view. If we're at all truthful with ourselves, we realize that all of us need God's mercy and forgiveness rather than God's justice. For everything we have is a gift from God. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. And yes, even our life itself is a gift that's been taken in an instant, just like that. God's generosity is both lavish and unconditional. It is love, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion beyond all telling. And in God's kingdom, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last.